Can you have it all? We think so. Earn high interest and get instant access to your money when you open a new RBC High Interest Online e-savings account. Your money is ready when you are. Your savings grow every day. And when you reach your goal, your money is available with no waiting. High interest on every dollar, plus no monthly fee, plus no minimum balance, equals one great way to save for the things you want. Open your RBC High Interest e-savings account today, and you could win up to $25,000 in savings. Visit rbcroyalbank.com/e-savings for details. Go for savings. The RBC High Interest e-savings account. You'll probably think I'm making a lot of this up just to make me sound better than I really am, or smarter, or even luckier, but I'm not. Besides, a lot of the things that are happening to me in my life so far, which I'll get to pretty soon, will make me sound evil, or just plain dumb, or the tragic victim of circumstances. Which I know doesn't exactly prove I'm telling the truth, but if I wanted to make myself look better than I am, or smarter, or the master of my own fate, so to speak, I could. The fact is, the truth is more interesting than anything I can make up. And that's why I'm telling it in the first place. Somewhere beyond the edge of our solar system, hurtling into interstellar space, is a phonograph and a golden record with hieroglyphic instructions on the sleeve. They are attached to the Voyager 2 space probe, launched in 1977 to transmit photographs and data back to us from the outer planets in our solar system. Now that it has flown by Neptune and its thrilling scientific mission is over, it serves as an interplanetary calling card from us to any spacefaring extraterrestrial that might snag it. The astronomer Carl Sagan was the record producer, and he chose sights and sounds that captured our species and its accomplishments. He included greetings in 55 human languages and one whale language, a 12-minute sound essay made up of a baby's cry, a kiss, and an EEG record of the meditations of a woman in love, and 90 minutes of music sampled from the world's idioms, Mexican mariachi, Peruvian panpipes, Indian raga, a Navajo night chant, a pygmy girl's initiation song, a Japanese shakuhachi piece, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Stravinsky, Louis Armstrong, and Chuck Berry singing Johnny B. Goode.
Sur la télévision, l'audimat exerce un effet tout à fait particulier. Il se retraduit dans la pression de l'urgence. La concurrence entre les journaux, la concurrence entre les journaux et la télévision, ou la concurrence entre les télévisions, prend la forme d'une concurrence temporelle pour le scoop, pour être le premier. Par exemple, dans un livre où il présente un certain nombre d'entretiens avec des journalistes, Alain Cardot montre comment les journalistes de télévision sont amenés, parce que telle télévision concurrente a couvert une inondation, à aller couvrir cette inondation en essayant d'avoir quelque chose que l'autre n'a pas eu. Bref, il y a des objets qui sont imposés aux téléspectateurs, parce qu'ils s'imposent aux producteurs. Ils s'imposent aux producteurs parce qu'ils sont imposés par la concurrence avec d'autres producteurs. Cette sorte de pression croisée que les journalistes font peser les uns sur les autres est génératrice de toute une série de conséquences qui se retraduisent par des choix, des absences et des présences.